I'm sorry. I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember?
For you, the day bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday.
Alright, is everybody like de-phlegmed? We're starting for the third time now.
Yes. I'm good.
You're good? Are you sure?
I will.
Not another really disturbing sounding.
I need to know if I have the permission to fart on your couch or not.
What do you. I mean, if I say no, are you just going to sit there and hold it the whole time? Or?
No, I'm going to run outside. make my nasty gas.
The preview
out there.
I had makes me want him to run outside.
Yeah, he just
that wasn't good. I think that he did that outside.
I did that outside.
That was I just got remnants of what was left in his pants.
You just got like what came in with him.
Is it just me? Like whenever that you used to go to the video store when they had video stores, but you always farted in the video store, or I did.
No, I think that. No.
Do you remember the fantasy shop?
Yeah, the fantasy shop sounds like a.
It's still there, but.
Yeah, when it was at its old location.
Well, we didn't get through this you farting. Yeah, if you have to fart.
Yeah.
Like go outside.
I'll run outside.
Don't make like a big production out of it, but you know.
If I have to real bad, there's going to be a production.
What do you mean if you have to real bad, like an emergency fart?
I have a lot of those.
Sometimes if you hold them, your stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want me to rupture in here, do you?
So you farted at the video store?
Yeah, all the time. Like, I don't know why. Whenever I went into Blockbuster, it was like I'd pace back and forth, and I would always have to, like, graze a section I didn't want to be in.
Right.
Like, I'd go through the, you know, the comedies or something if I'm looking for an action, and that's where I'd let it out, and then I'd move on.
And then
you
move on to the...
And then, of course, you keep an eye out to see
if somebody walked through it,
right? Yeah.
I was at the fantasy shop, and I went in there, and I had to fart. I was in there for like 20 minutes looking at comics, just holding it in, and I thought, like, oh, my mom's here, I'll go outside.
You and your mom take trips to the comic book store together?
Yeah,
to
when
the
I
fantasy
was,
shop.
When I was 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she would go do
so
her...
So you're telling us a fart story.
Yes.
From upwards of a decade ago.
It was that epic.
Yes, it was that epic.
Let's just
that
put this,
what, 15 so years later, you're still remembering that time you farted at the fantasy shop.
Yes.
And now we're talking about it.
Yes.
So that
continue.
It can live on.
So it can live on. It can live on the
unless
internet forever.
Unless I record over it.
Yes, unless you record over it like a jackass. So I go in, I look at my comics.
I bet it just ends with, and then he farted.
No, it doesn't.
And then somebody smelled it. And then they said, oh my God, somebody farted.
You're close. So, good job. I felt that in my foot, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I'm in the fantasy shop. I have to fart. Look at comic books, still have to fart. My mom pulls up. I'm like, okay, it's time to go. So,
oh, so she dropped you off for a while?
Yeah,
she didn't come into the fantasy shop with you?
No, she didn't want to smell...
That would fuck with your street cred.
Oh, God, yeah. My street cred with the guys who are the dungeon masters of whatever fucking D&D guild that they're in.
Yeah,
As an aside, I got a new table at my house, and I think it says something about me that my first thought was like, man, you could have a pretty massive game of D&D on this table.
That's awesome.
Are you ever going to finish this story, or is this going to be like we put a little bit into the story, and then me and Paul talk about something else, and then you're like, and then I was felt like I had to fart at the fantasy shop, and then me and Paul will be like, oh, so
okay, so long story short, I'm leaving the fantasy shop. I open the door, and then when I open the door,
so Paul, what's new with you, man?
Don't break the cycle. Keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not much is going on with me lately.
No.
Not too much, yeah. You know, working.
Right.
I got nothing, man.
You yeah, I didn't bring anything either, so I guess we're going to have to listen to this fucking fart story.
It's an epic fart
like
story.
A choose-your-own-ending adventure kind of deal where, like, we predict what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Because I think he leaves the fart in the fantasy shop.
Right. He leaves it there?
And just right before he leaves, just closes the door behind him. Fart stays in the shop.
Well,
he walks away scot-free.
I think it would be awesome like if, a heist if he, movie. Like, turned and faced the glass door and, like, pressed his ass cheeks against the glass door to, like, amplify the sound off the glass. And then be like, I'm out, bitches. Or that might have predated I'm out, bitches.
Yeah, or maybe like the glass shatters from the vibration.
Okay, so we got to wait 5 seconds. Hold on. All right, so if you want to hear the ending where Napier farts and leaves the comic book store, skip ahead to 6:30. If you want to hear...
The actual
ending, then skip ahead to the 7-minute mark. All right. Okay, hold on. We're almost there. And... All right, Napier, you fart and leave the store.
Okay, so I open the door, and then the pressure gives. My butthole seizes up, and I just let loose this wet... nasty, horrible fart. It sounded like I had shit my pants right when I walked out the door. And the lady clerk who was there...
You only have 6 seconds.
She starts screaming, did that little shit just shit? And
stop!
She starts...
Okay, this is what actually happened.
What actually happened was... I farted really loud and messy. The lady clerk thought that I shit myself. She started screaming and started pounding on the door, giving me the finger while smelling my shit.
So she stood in your shit cloud?
Yeah, she wouldn't open the door.
So that she could acknowledge, I knew it was you, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, she pounded on the door to let me know that she didn't agree with what I did.
Didn't open?
No. She didn't. She would not open the door. But either way, the fart was in the shop. It's not like she was escaping it, like it was trapping her in. She just wouldn't open the door. And she kept screaming at me.
And 15 years later, Napier remembers that as like...
And it's significant enough to bring up.
Ultimate fart story. Like there's never been one that will equal it. And there... It's the best.
No, I heard a good shit story.
No. That's not what we're talking about today. That's next week.
You could. You could do a shit story.
I have lots of shit stories. In your adult life, how many times have you shit your pants?
In my adult life?
Yeah.
Like just full blown shit my pants?
Yeah.
Or what about like just a squirt?
Full
blown shit your pants?
No, like you couldn't control it and you shit yourself.
I never have.
Like what's the volume of shit required? Yeah.
I would say that like if there was enough shit that you would say, yeah, I just took a shit in my pants. What do you mean the volume of shit?
Are you talking about it's going down your leg?
Postal scale and mail it? I would say a lot. At least 3 ounces of shit, Paul.
There's got to be a line somewhere, Mike.
3 ounces of
shit.
Does
it have to stain your underwear or can it just like...
If it didn't stain your underwear, then you didn't shit your pants.
Yeah, but you could get a coating.
So that's the line.
Yeah.
If it stains your underwear, then you have shit. Well, not stain, you know, but if it dirties your underwear, you have shit your pants.
Well...
Because you can get dirty underwear from poor wiping.
Okay, so you guys are getting all these rules and stuff. What's the answer to my question? And how many times have you shit your pants in your adult life?
Oh, probably like 3, maybe.
Okay.
I've never shit my pants, like, pooed enough to dirty my underwear.
You farted enough to dirty your underwear?
Yeah, that I have.
Okay, now so is that shitting your pants?
Is that because you don't really, like, go outside?
What do you mean go outside?
So you're never really far enough away from a toilet that it would be an issue?
No, not really.
Well,
I'm...
You just have good ass control, I guess?
Yeah.
Or do you always shit before you leave the house?
Well, I don't really... Like, my poops, they're not poops that I have to...
They're not explosive?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless you're eating
wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, I was definitely feeling very ill when these happened, and it was like basically water spraying from
you
my anus.
You just didn't make it.
Right, I was trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, three for me, too.
I'm just estimating three, to be honest.
No, like, I know very specifically it was three. It was three times.
See, I was like I was 10 feet from the toilet on this last one, so like... I remember that very distinctively, you know.
And actually, it's one per car. I've shit my pants in all three cars that I've owned in my life.
So once you started shitting, did you just say fuck it and let
no,
go?
No,
you
no.
You fought
point.
Back with every ounce of your being.
Yeah, at no
every
point
fiber
was
of your
I
body.
Like, oh well, I can just keep shitting now. No, I wanted to not shit, but then I just shit, and it kept coming. And all three times I just threw it all away, you know, the pants and the underwear, and because there was shit in it. I mean, you would never, you know, you could never wear that stuff again. There was shit in it.
I'm glad I've never driven one of your cars now.
Yeah.
Because then I have to sit in your shit seat. Because those are all like cloth seats.
No. See, the key is to, like, you know, hover, which is difficult if you think about, but to hover over your car seat and try to drive, which isn't easy, but you don't want to get shit in your car because then you have to get rid of your car.
So you have enough control over yourself to be able
not
to
of
lift.
My butthole, apparently, but of like the rest of my body to where.
What are you doing to
why
your...
are we talking about me shitting my pants? I want to hear about you farting in the fantasy shop. What was the other ending?
The other ending?
Okay, guys.
We only had one ending.
There was one ending.
No, those were two different endings.
What? No, they were the same ending.
Pull back the curtain, Paul. People skipped ahead.
No, nobody's going to skip ahead.
They don't know that there was two different. There it was the same ending twice. They'll think that, you know, they skipped ahead and found out the ending that they wanted to.
Did anyone actually do that?
I guarantee you. Absolutely zero people actually skipped ahead 30 seconds to hear their own ending.
That'd be impossible to do on like an iPod. Skip
just
ahead 30
exactly
seconds.
Exactly 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, you
yeah.
can't do that, dude.
Yeah, no.
Not on a touch one, at least.
It's no. It's even more difficult to go back 30 seconds.
This is only really a problem when you're watching porn and you want to get through like the first boring part where they're kind of just like getting ready to do it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I just want to go like 3 minutes in. And then you're like 8 minutes.
And then she's already sucking a dick. And you're like, damn it.
Well, right, well no, that's what I want
to
get
got
to
this.
No, yeah. I want to get to that. You know, I skip the beginning. I just want to see her suck a dick, you know, get fucked and be done.
I mean, but do you want
to... But if you accidentally skip to like the climax, you know, the facial...
Oh, no, that would
fucking,
go way too far.
Then it's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, and you try to
no,
get
I like when she actually takes the dick out.
That's a good part.
Yeah, I like that part. I like so if I miss
so you
that
like
part,
seeing the dick,
and you go back, and then you might have to watch a couple of seconds of dialogue, which is always painful.
Right, it's terrible.
Right. Why are you looking at me like you have to fart? Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Do you want to set the mic down and go outside?
No,
me
I'm
and
good.
Paul, me and Paul can talk about you while you're.
We
going.
Can riff.
Oh yeah, we can riff.
It's okay.
You sure? Do you have any other fart stories, or is that the
I
only
have a
one?
Shit story.
All right, well, let's...
But actually, before he gets into a shit story, I have a question. Because you said you'd never shit your pants.
Yeah.
But you had many times farted so that your underwear was then dirtied afterwards.
Yeah.
Isn't that shitting your pants?
Technically, no.
By the definition that we established earlier...
If there's shit in your pants, then you shit your pants, right?
If... Every time you fart, you are technically shitting your pants because
that's not
that was
true.
Their visible
yes.
shit. You know, was their actual like,
yeah, they're
spatter.
Yeah, okay. Think of it this way,
if you would.
When you shoot a gun, the bullet comes out, but there's also all this powder and other shit that you know gets on stuff. So you shot the gun, and you've got powder shit all over you, but you didn't get shot. But if you want to say that. You shot your gun,
yeah,
and then
but there
stuff
was still
came
a bullet
out.
That
some
came
stuff
out
came
of it.
Yeah,
I like the Napier's anus as a gun.
What
metaphor.
You're saying is, you shot a gun and there was no bullet.
Analogy.
Yeah, there was a
just
blank.
The other stuff that went along.
It was just powder. So whenever you fart, little poop particles come out. It's not just methane. It's shit particles. When you're smelling a fart, you're technically getting shit particles into your nose.
Yeah.
So you are breathing in somebody else's shit.
Kind of getting a boner right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
So remember the last time your lady farted? She technically pooed a little in your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that went all up into your brain, and now her poop's in your brain.
Do you think that it just stays there?
Until you sneeze.
Well, that's what boogers are made of.
Yeah, that's what boogers are made out of. That's why you shouldn't eat your boogers.
Oh.
Unless you usually
pick them out and then roll them into little balls and throw them on the ground, which is weird because like I do that all the time.
Yeah.
To where like there should be like piles of my little booger balls, but like you don't ever see them again, and I don't know where they go.
They turn crusty, hard, and then they turn to powder.
And then what?
Someone sweeps them.
I mean, there should be lots of little booger balls all over this floor because that's what I do.
I think I see one right there.
I roll them up.
There's something right there. Right there.
You live with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
That you live with a woman?
It actually kind of is.
It's a little surprising.
Yeah. So, last week I told the Blink-182 ticket story. And I left out the best part of the story, which I was so mad at myself later. Because, I mean, that's a fun story, whatever. But, like, the best part of the story, and it was a while ago. I mean, I wanted to tell this story when it happened, like, 100 years ago when we weren't podcasting anymore. It happened pretty soon after whenever our last one was. But the best part of that story, which should I do like a real, real quick recap of the story?
Yeah.
For
new listeners.
The step, I sold tickets that I had won on the radio on Craigslist. Someone said they were coming to pick it up for my work. Someone else showed up, said that when that person showed up, they were going to kidnap her and take her to rehab. So then they came back later and said, oh, they haven't showed up yet. I'll buy the tickets. I gave them the tickets to get them out of the office, said I didn't want to have anything to do with what it is. Basically, that's the story. So later on that afternoon, the mom who came in and talked to me's son called me and said, hey, we're coming up to get the tickets later on. We just wanted to make sure that you were still there. I said, dude, your mom and dad came in here earlier, and I gave them the tickets, so you might want to call them. And the guy kind of talked to somebody else, like, hey, this guy says it. He goes, dude, are you fucking with us? And I was like, no, I'm not fucking with you. He goes, well, why would my parents have came up there? I said, I have no idea. You might want to call them. He goes, wait, was the guy bald? And I said, Yeah, he was bald. He goes, holy fuck, that was my dad. So, yeah, that's the end of the story. And I left that part out, which I was really mad at myself later on.
Dag.
And then on his way out, he stopped and he farted. And then I went and knocked on the door and I said, you son of a bitch, you farted.
Did you call him a faggot?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, you suck.
So, Mike, we all want to know
yeah.
how your asshole's doing.
You know, it comes back from time to time.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's kind of gone away.
Did you do anything?
No, that's kind of like with me and cigarettes. I think his butthole got hungry for attention, and one day he gave it too much attention, and it started coughing. So he the butthole was like, okay, well, I'm done with these for a little bit. And every once in a while, it gets hungry again for his finger. So.
And how is that like you and cigarettes?
Because, you know, one, I'll be smoking, like, oh, I'll smoke too much.
You put cigarettes in your ass?
Sometimes.
Do you try to smoke the cigarette with your ass?
I've seen a video of a girl smoking a cigarette with her vagina.
Yeah, I've seen that
really?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a thing exists.
Why are we not watching that right now?
I'm sure you could. Oh. We have the wide world
of
the
internet.
Are you
going to fart?
Yep.
Is it going to be loud?
Yep.
Can you put your ass cheeks on the window?
Yeah, put your ass cheeks on the window.
So that we can hear it?
Well, if you're gonna do it, do it. No, that was a burp.
That would have been a very loose anus.
Oh, that was nothing. That's a little baby.
You won't be talking about this one in 20.
Yeah, I don't think that one will ever come up again. Now wiggle it a little bit in front of Paul on your way back to your seat. There you go. There you go. Shake it.
Very unnecessary.
Shake it.
Oh God.
Yeah. So. You should have. Oh, Nathan, you should have like waited a minute.
You had me shake at him.
I didn't get any of it. I didn't get any of it.
There's poo particles going into my nose right now.
And then I had Thai food, but that fart hurt a little. Like when I farted, it was like a little bit of pepper spray around my little button.
Hmm.
I'm gonna have to milk my asshole when I get home.
How does one milk an asshole?
You take some milk and you jam it into your butthole.
You know, that's not really something that people do.
Something I do. Sometimes I use yogurt.
If somebody told you that?
Yeah, my doctor. He told you
to put milk in your asshole?
Yeah, whenever I eat the spicy food, he tells me to put yogurt in there. So I put...
How do you get it in there? Do you, like, use...
Manually?
Like, with your fingers? Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You, like, open your ass and, like, dump a gallon of milk into your ass?
A speculum.
No, I take it and I splash it.
So it's not in your ass, it's upon your ass.
Yeah, I splash it. I splash it on my button.
So you don't put it in your ass, you put it on your ass.
Well, I splash it and then it, you know.
You're fucking with me right
now. Yeah, I am.
You don't really put milk on your ass. Okay. I don't know why he would get into that.
To ease the burning cessation.
Yeah, to ease
the
burning.
To soothe the butt?
To soothe the butt cuts. Because sometimes at work I use the rough toilet paper, and then I know that I'm done wiping when there's
the John Wayne paper.
Yeah,
it's rough and it's tough, and it don't take shit off no one.
Yep.
I don't remember who told us that.
Me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know when I'm done wiping at work when there's more red than brown.
That's when you know you're done.
Yeah, that's when I know I'm done. Huh. And then I eat the spicy food, and it gets on the red. And then I die a little inside, and I scream. Scream with my chili farts. Delicious chili farts. Rawr.
Poop!
It turned dark there somewhere.
My stool is dark.
Didn't you feel like you were slowly slipping into madness? Like he was somehow hypnotizing you, and you're like, wow, I totally get what he's saying.
You put the butter on the butt cuts to soothe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta jam it in there. Hold on, boys. We're going in dry.
Whee. Do you ever think that the sounds of people's farts are, like, determined by how loose their anus is?
Well, it's a mixture of both.
Like a tight asshole would make kind of a whistly sound?
Yeah, you know, like a higher pitched kind of trumpety-like, whereas like the bellows, the like, you know, it's a big wide open asshole.
Yeah.
Sound like a...
Yeah, it did like that.
Like the sound in the Inception trailer.
Exactly, right.
This is going to
hell. You think that's a valid, valid theory?
Well, it depends. You know how the trumpet players, they got that little thing that they put on the little lid, and it they go, it does the wah-wah-wah. That's how your poo acts sometimes. It acts as that little flap.
So you're more a proponent of the poo is the what forms the sound.
Well, poo helps.
So if you've emptied your bowels recently, then like it's more of a cavernous echoing.
Well, after you if it's like right after, you've got a loose butthole, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little different.
But I guess if the butthole is actually like super loose, it wouldn't make much of a sound at all. The air would just...
Yeah.
Well, right? Well, this one time I had this huge poop. I
now
mean,
I'm going to be self-conscious about my farts. Like now,
you got a dick in the butt fart.
Like I don't have enough fucking problems. Now I'm going to be. Oh man, you have to tighten my asshole so that my farts sound more squeaky.
So
how would you even go about tightening your asshole? How would you even do that?
I think there's like kegels.
Yeah, butt kegels.
So you just like
butt
squeeze kegels. And release, squeeze and release, squeeze and release.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
So you can rip someone's dick off.
There would be no. There would be no benefit to having a tight asshole. It would make, like, pooping more uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
No, it's not about making it tight. It's about control of your anus. Either way, you've got a hungry
so you
butt.
You have a lot of control.
If there's one thing to take away from this podcast, it's anus control.
Yeah. If you can't control your anus, what can you control?
Children, listen to me. If there's one thing in this world that is important, it is control of your anus.
That's very true, though. Like, because if you lose control of your anus, things are going horribly wrong.
That, there's no coming back from that.
Seriously. High school, college, meaningless. Anus control.
The first time that your shit controls you instead of you controlling your shit, you've lost the battle.
But your shit kind of does control you. I mean, you know, if you have to shit, then, like, you know, that dictates what you're going to be doing for this. So that's, I mean, that's certainly more control over you than you have over it. I guess unless you train it to a certain point where, like, you're shitting at the same time every day. Like, I kind of shit, like, in the morning usually, like, before I go to work. So I'm, like, more of, like, an 8:30 shitter. But then every now and then there's, like, a rogue surprise shit, like, during the day that I wasn't expecting.
Right.
And that could, change your plans.
Or you end up shitting on yourself.
Or you, but then, I mean, that would also change your plans, because, I mean...
Not if you're a boss.
You're not going to, like, go do what you were going to do with shit in your pants.
Yeah.
Unless you're a boss.
And then you say, fuck it.
If you shit your pants at work, do you just, like, take a half day and go?
Would you tell your boss? Be like, hey, man, I just shit my pants?
If I shit my pants,
I ripped
right
the
now
crotch out of my
work.
Pants like last week, and like I just worked the rest of the day with the crotch ripped out of my pants.
Yeah,
and that was kind of because I know that people were probably noticing it, but what am I gonna do? Go home, change pants.
I guess that would be your option.
Yeah.
Or just leave a pair of pants.
Staple them some bitches together.
I don't want to be the guy who keeps a pair of pants in his car, though.
Because that indicates you shit on yourself a lot.
Yeah, that means I shit myself and ruin pants a lot.
Or it could be that, you know.
But if I just had focused in my, you know, youth on anus control.
Yeah.
At this point in my life, I wouldn't have to be concerned about these type of things. If only I had known you sooner and you could have taught me. You could have been my anus control Miyagi.
Well, there's one thing I can't help you with, and that's the amount of hunger your butthole has. See, your butt's going to be hungry. It's going to be hungry until you feed it.
He's like some sort of ass Buddha.
Yeah.
Like with his hands on his belly and just, you know.
Mike, you got a demon in you.
Well, speaking of demons and buttholes, I was told that there is a demon, a one-eyed demon that comes in the night and rapes men's asses. And there was a theory floating around the locker room that was what was going on with my butthole when I was having the problems. And this is a demon that has existed for, you know, millions of years. They've talked about Papa Bawa, the ass male raping ass demon.
Is this a real demon?
Yeah, Papa Bawa, the demon that rapes men in the night.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I've ever actually been raped by him. It was just a theory. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Maybe your butthole is possessed and that's why it's so hungry.
Maybe you're getting abducted by aliens and they're probing you.
That or his anus hungers for fingers.
Why fingers? Like, I mean, like, why are you saying fingers? I mean, like, why don't you just, I mean, like, you know, if you're saying a dude's ass is hungry, then why not go dicks? I mean, my ass isn't hungry for either, but, like, why would it want be some fingers? Dicks. It'd be like, I mean, like, if it, like, an asshole is hungry, it's not hungry for fingers. Who's just going to sit around and finger their asshole all day? Especially you're going to want to get fucked in the ass, right?
It's hungry for fingers. It wants you to touch it.
Like, seriously, man, I'm so fucking psyched about second base. What would in the gay world would fingering a dude's ass be second base? What would?
I don't know. I hated baseball. I still do. So yeah, I never went by like the baseball metaphor.
I thought second base was titties.
Yeah, but dudes don't have titties. I think second base isn't titties. Finger and asshole.
I think second base is anal.
Second base is anal.
Yeah, first base is blowies.
Did you go to a Catholic school?
Well, you know the story of Paul and how he does shit.
Yeah. Paul's got a mad hunger for butt.
Second base is buttholes for Paul.
That's how you roll. That was actually not my idea. That was her idea.
Yeah, but you didn't, like...
Well, no, so I mean, Jesus, if I'm going to
fuck somebody, I was down for whatever.
So Jesus wouldn't cry if you fucked her in the butt?
Yeah, she's exactly. Still a virgin.
Yeah.
She was still a virgin.
Yeah. Which I don't think she is.
No.
I think not anymore.
No.
Well,
no.
Well, no, I mean,
no, not anymore. Yeah, no, not anymore. No, no. I think you take one in the pooper, then yeah, you're forever dirty in God's eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't think that's something that he'll get over. Be like, no, dude. You took it in the ass. That's a dirty place.
Remember, Jesus watches you.
Yeah.
Jesus had to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, are you ever just going to, you know, get it? No. That's it for you. You might as well just start doing a living a very impure, dirty, dirty life.
For taking a dick in the butt?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's that bad. It. I mean, I haven't taken a dick in the butt.
What if the dude pees in the butt?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Did you pee in her butt?
No, I mean, I don't think that
would be very easy. Might as well just live your life for Satan.
Why wouldn't it be easy?
Well, because, you know, like, normally it's much easier to pee if you don't have, like, an erection.
Not for me. I just piss all over the place.
Okay. You just, like, let it go like a fire hose?
Yeah.
Just pissing on the walls. And the
yeah,
ceiling.
Like you turn, you're like a little kid who turns the hose all the way up and then just has it dance a little.
I agree that it is harder to angle your dick properly when you have an erection, but I don't think the intensity of the stream, like, lessens with an erection. I think it's the same, you know.
Right.
No, yeah, so you could have peed in her butt.
Logistics.
Yeah. Well,
I guess you could pee in someone's butt.
Yeah, you could have peed in her butt. You could have said, hey, that's that chick that I peed inside of.
Would that be like a full pee, though, or would you just get enough to, like,
a little bit.
You know, like a territorial thing?
I mean,
I don't think you could get a full pee.
You have to get enough so that she knows she's been peed in.
How much is enough, though? I mean, like,
when she says something,
fill her.
She says, "Are you peeing me in me?"
Yeah, yeah. She, when she says, "Hey, what's that?" or she says, "Are you peeing?"
But then,
what
do you do with it? I mean, like, does she like kind of?
That's her problem.
I guess it depends on her anus control.
Her shoulders and kind of like shake it out, or.
Well,
I mean, if she has good anus control, she can make it all the way to the bathroom.
Yeah, she probably
she hold your piss.
Yeah, she probably won't.
But what if she can't hold it and then
it's all over your bed?
She's got like a
that's why you do it
at your piss.
That's why you lay down plastic.
That's why you do it at her house. That way she shits all over the place, and then you can leave.
I would imagine that, like, if you piss in her ass, you know how like you rinse out a mug, and like you get all that, you know.
Extra?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, right?
The frothiness?
Yeah, like, it won't be, like, piss that comes out. You'll like, have sprayed some...
doo-doo?
Yeah, it'll be like a piss enema.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Which, I mean, is probably good, right?
And it's sterile.
Yeah.
Sure. Are enemas good?
I don't know. I've never eaten one. Why do you get to fart?
Because it's my house. I do what I want. So, I've been asking this question on the Twitter for like a week, and I haven't gotten anybody to like really just give me like a straight fucking answer.
Yep.
It's your wedding night.
Yeah.
You do the whole wedding thing. You do the whole reception thing. You get wherever it is you're going, and it's time for the fucking, right?
Yeah.
You fuck in the dress, right?
Yeah, you fuck in the dress.
You have to, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, that's the only opportunity that you're going to get in your life to fuck abroad in a wedding dress, unless you plan on getting married more than once. But, I mean, I guess...
She keeps the dress.
Yeah.
Abroad isn't going to go back... months later and put on her wedding dress so you can fuck her in it.
She will if you ask her to.
No, she won't. No, she won't.
I mean,
why wouldn't she?
That's probably gonna like go in like a the up part of the closet and never come down again.
Yeah.
Right? No, it comes down again to see if you can still fit it.
And then
I don't know, my wife wears her like once a year.
What?
My wife wears hers like once a year.
And you fuck her in it?
No, but I'm going to now that you've brought it up.
But I mean, like, you is that not something that, like...
No, because the girls buy, like, their own lingerie. They got their own
for
thing
that
going
night?
On. Yeah,
or
for sure.
They wear it, like, under the deal?
Yeah.
Right.
Or, like, they go change into it?
Depends, I'm sure.
So,
but, like, yeah, I mean, they've got something planned on their own.
For
they're
that.
Not going to... Yeah, I mean...
So you don't fuck her in the dress. No. Why don't you fuck her in the dress and then do that after?
Do you know how much it costs?
Do you know how tired you are after you get married, dude? Like, we were literally laying there like, we should probably have sex. Like, it's our wedding night, you know. Okay, let's bang one out real quick and go to sleep. You know, it wasn't
You're
like
so romantic, Paul.
It wasn't like a... I mean, we lived together for like 4 years.
Let's
like,
bang one out.
So, Mike, this is what you do on your wedding night?
No, I'm fucking her in the dress.
Fuck
There's
her in the
no
dress.
No possible way that's
and
not going down.
Right, except right if she doesn't want it to go down, it won't.
No, she's my wife then.
Yeah. In this state, you can legally
beat
them. You
can't rape your wife.
Yeah.
Impossible
yeah, but it's
to do.
It's yeah. lesser rape.
No, you yeah. cannot do such a thing in our state.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's lesser rape. Oh, you mean it's not rape.
Right, it's not rape.
That's an actual law?
Right.
So, like, I can rape my wife and it's not real rape?
Right.
Yeah,
it's
it doesn't
not
count.
Rape in Missouri.
You're shitting me, really?
No, you're just taking your fucking...
I'm so fucking excited right now. Are you serious?
I am very
So,
serious.
Like, you can go home and take your wife's vagine against her will, and she can't do shit.
Well, technically, it's not against her will if she married you. She's
right, exactly.
legally consented
That's
to sex.
That's signed like the you have to fuck me all the time...
I
Seriously?
Mean, she could, well, she no, could sign, like, you could be charged with, like, assault or something if you, like, forced her to do it. You know, if you, like, hit her or, you know, threatened
But it's not
her.
Rape.
No, right. You can't rape your wife.
And in Arkansas...
It's not illegal to have sex with your wife.
In Arkansas...
But it's illegal to rape. It's not illegal to have sex with some broad, but... Are you making this up?
No,
Or did
not.
You study this?
I haven't studied it
I mean, like,
detail.
Did it come up at some point? You're like... Like
I said, no, bitch, take it.
Like, your old lady was like, look, dude, that was borderline rape. I had, no, no. I read the books.
I may have assaulted
Not.
You. I may have.
Look, bitch, you need to read this book. You don't know where the border is.
Obviously, you don't know the law. There's no way that's real. You just made that up.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get me in so much trouble because I'm not going to actually do the due diligence. I'm just going to assume what you said is true. And so then, like, my defense in court will be, well, Paul told me. And then
Terrible
I'll call
defense.
I'll call you as a witness and you'll come up there and say, I didn't say shit. And then I'll go to jail.
No, it's all recorded for posterity.
Right.
We'll play Article
until
A.
Until I record over it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Mike, this is what you do. Pound your wife in her wedding dress.
Yeah.
Right when you're about to climax, rip it in half. Just rip it right off of her.
My wife, like,
just
like
to
said,
make
she
a
wears
point.
Hers every year during like the Oscars or something. They have like a party and they all dress up.
Just
she
to
wears
make
her
a
wedding
point.
Dress to the Oscars.
Yeah. Well, her and other girls. She's not the only one wearing.
They all wear their wedding dresses?
Well, the ones who have wedding dresses. The other ones wear bridesmaid dresses and things.
Oh, I guess to get use out of them or something?
Right. Just, you know, they spent a bunch of money on them. So, like I said, I mean, there's no reason to just can't be like, hey, you know.
Wouldn't it be less special?
Maybe. If you spent a bunch of money on it, you might as well wear it more than once.
Well, huh. Mike, you rip it off of her to make a point.
What is that point?
The point is that if she's going to get married again, it's not going to be in that dress.
Well, why would she get married in the same dress? That just seems silly.
Because she's cheap. I don't know. Do it as a point.
I think she'd light it on fire.
Yeah.
While she's wearing it?
Yeah.
And you know, it's not illegal to set your wife on fire.
Right, because it's your wife.
Yeah.
And it's your fire.
Obviously, you own her, and you can't be arrested for burning your own property.
Right, exactly.
Unless and, it's toxic. And down south, you're legally allowed to burn your trash.
You're really happy with yourself about that one, aren't you?
Yes. I think my lady friend's going to punch me in the testicles when this is over. You know, when she does it, I'm just going to shit right there, and then that'll be my one.
and then next week, it'll be, by the way, Mike, I totally shit my pants as an adult.
I still think he's shit his pants many times with all these farts that leave shit in his pants.
The poo particles. You know, I think that he's talking about poo particles.
It's just a dusting.
That
poo particles and wife raping, we're very factual today, I guarantee.
He thinks that the poo particles in his underwear and stuff are normal. And that all people have them. My farts are just air.
Okay, have you ever you've used a spray paint can before?
Awful.
Mine are worse. I think so.
Probably. What is a gypsy?
A gypsy is a person who runs around from place to place. And
is it like an ethnicity or a culture or what?
I think it's kind of like, all of it.
I saw on
kinda
TV.
Kind of like traveling hobos, isn't it? Kind of?
I don't know. I saw
think they're
on TV.
Hobos. They like set up shop in towns. Like
swindle people?
Don't they wear handkerchiefs on their head and have big hoop earrings? That's what I always think of.
I think you're thinking of pirates.
Yeah, pirates and gypsies. They're very similar. Gypsy pirates. But anyway, I saw this TV show.
Are pirates?
Oh, American
though.
Gypsy. What?
I saw my big fat American Gypsy wedding.
Oh yeah, I've
and
seen
it's
that.
Got like some 14-year-old chick who's trying to find a husband, so she dresses like a stripper and she's a gypsy.
Yeah,
well, that's a good way to find one.
Very curious, like what the fuck a gypsy is.
Yeah. Do you want me to like Google it or something?
No, I mean, you know, I thought the traveling hobo sounded somewhat accurate.
I mean, you know.
So aren't they like carny folk? Gypsies and carny folk are very intertwined,
I think
right?
Yeah.
They can be. They're not necessarily.
They're swindlers, right?
It's kind of like how the Juggalos can also be like, you can also call them meth billies. So it's either one. It's just that the Juggalos are polite enough to cover up their meth sores with clown makeup. Juggalo, hatchet man, what?
Aren't those clowns like doing something different now? The Insane Clown Posse?
No.
Aren't they Jesus or something now?
No, they. I don't think they found Jesus. I think they learned how magnets worked finally. Because it was magic how magnets worked.
A gypsy as defined as a person suspected of making a living from dishonest practices or theft.
So it's a thief.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
you
seems
got,
like.
Oh, you got gypped.
That seems like very like racist or something.
Because like, well, they're not black people.
No, not. I mean, because racism doesn't have to be about black people.
Well, I know.
But, like, there's a group of people that call themselves gypsies, and when you look it up, it says,
but like
thieves.
They're not a ethnicity, or like they're shitty people. They're just.
They seem like there's like some sort of gypsy culture, according to this TV
show.
Yeah,
they run around and take your shit.
That's the gypsy culture. They're thieves.
Well, there's a pot culture, and I fuck with those people all the damn time. Why is the pot culture? Why can't you be racist to the pot people or the hippies?
Well, see, I think the gypsies, like, I think there is, like, an ethnicity somewhat to it. I think if you, we would research more.
There might be, but I don't care.
Because the gypsies have been persecuted throughout, you know, time and whatnot.
They're shitty people.
They're thieves.
Like, they're defined as shitty people. Like,
that's why
a gypsy is to be a shitty person. That's kind of what it says.
That's why I think that sounds very racist. She's like, what's a gypsy? A shitty person. Oh, well, all these people keep calling themselves gypsies. Like, you wouldn't think that they would just claim that name if it just meant they were shitty people.
Speaking of shitty people, did you guys see the NATO protest down in Chicago? Oh, God, it was awesome. You just got to see hippies getting the shit kicked out of them by cops for days. It was awesome. It was so awesome.
They beat them for days?
They beat these fucking people for days.
Did hipster come from hippie?
Yeah.
Like, is hipster like a variation of a hippie?
Yeah.
I just
got that just now. Anyway, go back to what you were saying.
The hippies went down to Chicago to try to get free shit, and instead of getting free shit, they got free shit kickings. They got the fuck kicked out of them by the Chicago Police Department. It was awesome to watch.
What do you
now,
mean?
Why did they get the shit kicked out of them now?
During a protest. During a protest, there are rules. Like, you can't fuck with other people, and you can't incite violence.
Is that how the law reads?
Yes, you can't
yeah,
fuck,
pretty,
with
can't
other
fuck
people.
With other
thou
people.
Shalt not.
Pretty much that. That's how the law reads.
You can rape your own wife.
Yeah. Well, can't.
But
on.
Not publicly.
Let's look that up. That would be great. Let's get some clarity.
I wonder what. Like, do you think that if I Googled that,
can
then, like,
you rape your wife?
They'd
yeah.
come to my house.
No. If not, I think we'd all be in trouble.
All right, Napier, go on with your story. I'm only half paying attention, but please continue.
So,
can you. No, keep going. Keep going.
So,
rape
the hippies got the fuck kicked out of them in Chicago. And I was watching it on TV, and it was awesome.
Wait, what kind of rules were they breaking? What were they doing that was fucking with people?
Mostly it was being smelly, dirty fucking hippies.
I'm pretty sure that's not against the law.
Yeah, it is. It should be. Being smelly, dirty hippies should be illegal. And either way, they were told to, hey, get the fuck out of here. They said, no.
But isn't that illegal?
What?
Telling them to, hey, get the fuck out of here?
No, that's
not
illegal.
I'm pretty sure we, the people, have a right to peaceably assemble.
It depends on what you define as peaceably assemble.
I mean, if you said that
people,
they were, the only thing they were doing was being
dirty,
smelly hippies.
Are they assembled in a way that does not allow people, other people within the area, to commute, to do their normal business? They're interrupting everybody's lives so that they can be smelly, dirty hippies. And that should be punished with nightsticks and pepper spray, and it was. And it was like watching torture porn for days. You just have this massive fucking erection just watching some big, fat, hillbilly redneck cop beat the fuck out of some skinny, sprout-eating fucking hippie. Just smells like patchouli oil and fucking pot, and you just see the nightstick go right into his skull, and it's awesome. Fuck hippies.
Yahoo Answers says that you can't rape your wife.
See?
But then again, I mean, it seems
that's
it
my
sounds
point.
Like
you
they,
can't do it. It's
they're
impossible
talking,
to do so. That's
they're talking
not
more
exist.
Like from a morality standpoint than an actual law.
You should put legally.
Legally, what do others have to say about marital rape? Yeah, that's what.
It's not against the law.
Spouse rape isn't rape? Say what?
Ooh, what's up?
Oh, what's up, bitches?
There's
that way,
only
when my
16
mousy wife
states.
Tried to call the cops, I told her to shut the fuck up. It's not illegal.
Unfortunately, in Kentucky, Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma,
shit is factual.
Utah, a marriage license is a license to rape your wife.
Yes.
In these states, Done. A husband cannot legally rape his wife.
Oh, he cannot? Oh, yeah, cannot legally, because it's not rape, because it's your wife.
Cannot, well, I guess there isn't a legal rape, so I guess you can't. Yeah, it's not.
In California, wife rape is also not a crime if the wife is unable to give consent because of a mental disorder.
So you can rape your retarded
mental
wife?
Or physical disability.
Oh, that's
the terrible. Wife is prevented from resisting due to intoxicating.
So you can fuck her if she's too drunk?
Or if she can't feel her legs?
The wife is unconscious or unaware of the nature of the act at the time it occurred. Intercourse is forced on the wife by threat of deportation.
This is awesome!
I'm so excited.
You shouldn't bring it up until she's signed.
Right.
And you really shouldn't mention it until...
I think it should be in our vows. Like, you know, in sickness, in health, or in rape.
See, rape is not the right word. Yeah. Forced intercourse.
Forced intercourse.
Because it's not rape.
You know, technically that means that she can't be legally liable for raping you either.
That'd be fine.
Oh, man. But what if she, like, raped your butt?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What if she's, like... feeding your butt while you're asleep, and that's why it's so hungry in the morning. It's like it had a big dinner, and then like in the morning, it's just got to eat a little bit more because it got stretched and blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should set up a video camera. Somebody's getting you.
Set up a video camera of me sleeping to see if somebody's putting crackers in my ass.
Well, if by crackers you mean their lovely little lady digits, yes.
It all comes back to fingers.
It's always fingers.
You know what? She has long fingernails. Maybe she's, like, giving you the itches because of that.
You think?
Yeah.
Scratching you up, man.
It's been okay for a while, guys. Like,
well, maybe she just doesn't think it's funny anymore.
Maybe.
Maybe she was just getting a laugh.
She's tired of your anus.
Yeah.
It's old news.
Or maybe she switched to
I don't think you should include it in the vows, though. I think you shouldn't let her know about that until after it's a done deal.
Like,
by the way, I can rape you at any time once we get married. That's something that's more like, by the way, now I can rape you any time.
Right.
See, it's much better when it comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't let her know that, because then she knows that she can legally rape you at any time.
You kind of got to put two and two together there. You know?
I don't think it's that hard to make that leap in logic.
But see, I look at it this way.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't think she could rape me.
Don't look at me like that. That's not cool.
Yeah, because I'm bigger than her.
What if she, like, handcuffed you and tased you like fucking girl who with dragon tattoo style or whatever?
What if she, like, worked your sack?
I look at it this way.
Like a speed.
If she's going to put that much effort into the rape, then she can have it.
And she's way into it.
I mean, you know. But if it means that much to her, you know, whatever.
I think that's the whole idea behind we can't rape our wives now. Is
right.
That, you know.
Are you going to fart again?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Let's judge.
It looks painful for you to, like, get off the couch. Are you okay?
That's because I'm holding in farts.
You
hold in your farts with a full belly, and you tell me how well you can get up and walk around like a goddamn chicken, you son of a bitch!
Why am I a chicken?
Because you got shit in your belly!
Now stay over there for a minute. Stay over there.
It's hot.
I think he shit himself.
Stay over there for a minute.
It's hot.
And make sure that it's gone away.
I smacked my butt.
Before you come crop dust Paul on your way back.
Last time I crop dusted him, nothing happened to him.
All right, now wiggle it at him a little bit. There you go. God, you're shaking the whole house. Oh. Nah, I didn't get anything from it. Just smoke.
Yep.
You smell like a goddamn ashtray.
Thank you.
But no farts there.
So next time I fart, can I do it on the couch?
Well, I mean, we got 5 more minutes. You got more...
More farts
fart
now?
Stories or hippie rants?
Yeah, I like watching them get beaten.
The hippies?
Yeah. Were you there for Trivia Night?
Oh, the one where
the Trivia Night?
Yeah.
Where you knew your hippie beat down?
Yeah. There was this picture, and they said, where did this picture get taken? And it was of this nondescript cop beating the fuck out of some dirty, smelly hippie. And I was like, Seattle 2000.
So would you say you're like, we should get next week, we should get a bunch of pictures of cops beating hippies.
And see if
Napier can tell us from which specific cop beating hippie incident they were.
Let me see if I can just Google cop beating hippie.
Yeah, but then he's going to be able to see, you know, the answer, basically.
You think? I mean, let's just see if we can really get Napier going just by...
I thought we were going to watch a woman smoke a cigarette with her vagina.
What would you just Google woman smoking with her vagina?
Probably just smoking vagina would work.
You know what the funniest picture I've ever seen was? A cop pepper spraying a bunch of fucking hippies with a giant fucking...
All right, Napier, there's a cop beating up some hippies.
That looks like Chicago. That looks like Chicago.
That guy appears to be jumping over someone to hit a different hippie.
Washington. Washington.
So, damn.
Let's see. How come cop beating hippie didn't get a whole bunch of results?
Well, that's a black
That's
person.
A black dude. That's not a hippie.
That looks like Alabama.
Yeah. It looks like Alabama last week.
I'm done with this game.
But yeah, the hippie beatdowns are awesome.
Why?
Why
I'm
not?
I'm against the hippie beatdowns.
Are you against it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, man, what do the hippies do?
They didn't really do anything. Really.
They were being dirty and smelly.
Yeah. They were guilty of both being dirty and smelly, and might I add, to the more extreme charge of not having a goddamn job.
A lot of people don't have jobs.
Yeah, that's probably what people were like bitching about.
I'm pretty sure they were getting together like, this fucking sucks. No one has a job.
We want a
job.
What
did NATO have to do?
Nobody will give us one because we're dirty and smelly.
What did NATO have to do with that?
We have bruises from all the cop beatings and spousal rape.
It's very tough to get a job when your picture's on the front page of the newspaper with a cop beating you.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what the job's for. If it's for getting the shit kicked out of you by cops, might be a good, you know, little resume.
I don't think that's a job.
I think it could be.
How well does it pay?
Better
probably not very well.
$8.50
an hour?
Yeah,
that's not a good job at all.
No benefits.
But I want you to keep in mind that whenever...
They write you a check or is it cash?
Oh, it's a weekly... It's a weekly paycheck. Oh, yeah. Come on, direct deposit only. Or you can get a pay card.
$8.50 an hour to get the shit kicked out of you.
They practice their mace usage and the batons and things.
Oh, so like they get, you know, like... So do they hit you once and then say, like...
No, they get a...
How does that feel? And be like, they hurt. And they hit you again and say, how about that? And be like, yeah, that also hurt.
No, I think they just hit you a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And someone else judges their performance. It's like, next time, go for the head more.
The judge from Spain gives him an 8.5.
I want Paul to understand. Paul has never been in an area infested with dirty, smelly hippies.
Have you?
Right. No. Well, but I can sympathize.
I've been to very many. I went to like the farm in East Tennessee, which is like a commune, and every year they have a ragweed festival.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about dirty, smelly hippies being off with dirty, smelly hippies. I'm talking about dirty, smelly hippies going into like the normal people area, making a protest, and then stopping all commerce, everybody from being able to leave. Crowding up the streets and then getting nothing of any significance done.
That's because the cops keep beating them. it's very hard to get anything done if the cops keep telling you get the fuck out of here.
Let's say the cops don't beat them. What's their goal?
We'd like to get our message out, guys.
Yeah, we got some shit to say. We got some problems.
Ow. They just start holding up sounds and saying, ow, stop beating me.
Yeah, well, the cops come out there to hear their nightsticks sing.
Yeah.
Bing!
I think that's the whole problem, because anyone who wants to be a cop would probably not be a very good cop.
Right.
For the most part. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of great cops out there. Probably that even listen to this show.
Oh, yeah. I imagine we have a big following with the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, there's probably not all of them, but most of them are probably like that guy.
Right.
You know, that guy. Yeah. He's like, dude, it'd be awesome if I was a cop.
It's like, I almost went pro, except I injured my knee first year at JUCO.
I took an arrow to
so
the
now
knee.
I just use my nightstick and I beat people. Fucking hippies, goddammit.
Don't run, I'll beat you.
Don't run, this taser's got length.
Length?
Length.
It's actually my pickup line when I go to the bar.
This taser's got length?
Yeah, I said, don't run, baby. This taser's got length. When I go to the, I'm married. It's like when I go to the bar to pick up fictional chicks.
All the time. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like every Wednesday night. Right. It's ladies' night. Yeah.
So what if you pick up like a drunk hooker, right? Just bear with me here.
Yeah.
You marry her.
Yeah.
All the time she's intoxicated. And you rape her. As long as you marry her first, that's okay then, right?
Yeah.
In Missouri, you don't even have to get them drunk.
Right, in Missouri, you just can marry them and then rape them.
Right. But then could you, like, annul it? Well, let me ask
you
a question.
No, you can't annul
it. Oh, here we go. You annul it, but then are you liable for the rape?
No.
You can't
annul it. Because it happened during
marriage. Was your wife at the time.
Well, and you can't annul it if you've had sex. Like, technically, an annulment means you haven't had sex.
Ah, pish posh.
I mean, that's what it means.
Yeah. He's got you there.
If someone gets an annulment, they're claiming they never consummated their marriage. So if you raped her...
But is it illegal to lie?
Yeah.
It's yeah, that's illegal to lie.
Oh, yeah.
To the court. It's not illegal to lie like you or your wife. But it's illegal to lie to the court.
Yeah, like when you tell them, no, I'm not going to get it in your hair, don't worry.
Yeah.
See?
But then you do.
Yeah, see, that's not illegal. They just don't like you afterwards.
That's just as not illegal as saying, I'm going to stick this in you regardless of if you want me to or not. They're on the same
They're
level.
The same.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the law,
yeah,
they are the same. Huh. We learned a lot.
Do you think you could just have a conversation and be like, so, you know, I know you said you weren't in the mood tonight, but, I mean, technically, I can do whatever I want, so we should just go ahead and do this in a pleasant way.
Be like, look.
So that I don't have to get, you know, crazy here.
It, you know, you looked so, like, professional then. I mean, like,
You just look her in the eye and just say, look, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm letting you know what's going to happen in advance so that you're not surprised. Because the last thing I need is you seizing up that tight pussy. So let's just hunker down, take one for the team, and let's get this blown out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't
but at the same time, the next day your wife could come to you and say, I'm just letting you know what's going to happen. I've got this thing called the monster, and the monster's hungry.
Is that the big dildo with the reservoir?
No, that's her hungry vagina as she slams into you and tries to break your pelvis.
That doesn't sound terrible.
Yeah, it sounds okay.
Yeah, but we're dudes, that's cool. Unless, of course, you're like, I don't
like the idea of a vagina being known as the monster, though. That's not sexy.
It gobbles the cock. It's the monster.
It's still like, you don't want to get with the gobbler, do you?
No.
Depends, do you like having your penis gobbled?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I don't know, do you?
Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
What do you mean gobbled?
Gobbled.
That was a good gobble.
Just gobbling cocks.
Oh, I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble.
It's a good time.
Hey, y'all, let's do the gobble shuffle.
Hey, y'all. let's gobble.
Yeah?
One more for the road.
See you in hell, faggots! Faggots!
Can you do that? Don't you feel like you've...
I stepped in. I'm going to just do it.
Today's my day.
It's like he shot before I did. Right. That's not cool.
He didn't call draw.
Yeah.
All right.
No, see, that's not how... I'm not competing directly for the title.
I need a fair...
Snake in.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
See you, faggots.
I think Paul got him there. I think he got him just by a second.
Yo, he didn't put any love on it.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can check out the website at wfodicks.podbean.com. You can check us out. Send us a strongly worded email, since you've been offended, at wfodicks@live.com. You should call us up at 314-266-WFOD. And if you can't figure out the numbers, don't fucking call us. And for more immediate response, go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Eat that shit.